Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6, and it's online at vectisradio.com. We're here with a few fighters.
Yes.
So, I mean, the name's pretty obvious, isn't it? But tell us about it. What do you do?
Toby started it, so it's...
Hello, Toby. How are you doing, all right? Foo Fighters with Z. Yep, it says what it is, right? We're a Foo Fighters tribute. Going around the UK now, playing some pretty cool gigs, and the highlight of it is obviously the Alloy Festival for us. Yeah.
Big time.
Well, I was going to ask about that, because you're known for putting in a great deal of detail into your sets, into your performances. I mean, I know that firsthand, because I think, when was it that I saw you, Stuart, a couple of years ago? I can't remember off the top of my head, but anyway, look, it's escaped my memory. You're known for your attention to detail, so talk to me about that attention to detail. Enough of me, more about you.
Well, my name's Charlie. I grew up listening to Foo Fighters when I was just starting to play guitar. And I really liked, particularly a record, There's Nothing Left to Lose, and I just obsessed over that record when I was a kid. And it was one of the first proper guitar albums I tried to learn. So coming back to it nearly 20-something years later was really nice, actually. I only joined about 3 years ago, but... Yeah,
because you've been going, I think, since 2017, is that right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. 16, I think.
I think 16 was our first year, because we played, it was a little indoor festival thing, a Ludfest or whatever it was called, we played there. That was like our first real gig. Yeah. And now I think that was 2016, yeah, so it's been a while now. Yeah, we go.
So you've been all around the country, you've been all around, I believe you said, Europe.
Yeah, we've done Europe
as well. So what's some of the most... notable highlights.
All around Europe.
Yeah, we've done Amsterdam. Right?
We've done Amsterdam.
A gig in Europe.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was nice. Nice experience.
We're hoping for some more.
Yeah.
That's the next trip.
It says a lot, does it not, about how receptive the fans are to what you put on.
And I think when you do a tribute, you've got to be authentic. You've got to be good. You've got to bring the energy, especially when you're doing something like Foo Fighters that have got abundance of energy on stage. So if you're going to do something like that, you've got to bring that energy as well. So hopefully that's what we bring to it. Yeah.
What do you do then to get into the swing of things? How do you kind of get into the mode? Any pre-show ritual?
I like to just sort of mill around, getting progressively more and more worried. I like to have 2 beers, and then I like to kind of just make sure everything's like lined up, like leads wise. I'm super geeky about it. Has to be done the same way every time. Really obsessive, as these guys probably know. So yeah.
I get nervous before every gig, but I think a little bit of nerves is good. It helps you kind of concentrate. I sometimes will like watch videos of Foo Fighters live to try and like get myself in the Dave zone. And a couple of bevvies helps to kind of calm the nerves a little bit. There's a fine line between improving my performance and making it worse, though. So I don't think I've quite found that line yet.
I think the 6 hours in the van helps as well. Just that banter, and this is one of the reasons why I like it so much. Yeah, playing in front of a crowd is great, but being with these guys, like first 6 or 7 hours at the weekend, sat in a van, there's nothing better than the giggle we have going up and down the country. It's really good fun. So for me, that's kind of my pre-gig, my post-gig ritual, really.
I like that a lot. That says a lot about how you kind of gel together as a band, because there are difficulties sometimes, aren't there, as we know. So, look, I know we're a little bit short on time, so thanks very much for taking the time.
No worries.
Obviously, not that you need any good luck, as Sue often likes to say, but good luck tonight, enjoy it, and I'm certainly going to enjoy it because I will be watching it. Sue and I are going to be having some dinner and then we're going to come back and watch it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Foo Fighters.